Laziness is a formidable adversary that each one of us encounters on the journey to success. It lurks in the shadows of our ambitions, whispering seductively in our ears, urging us to procrastinate, to take the easy way out. But my friends, I implore you to rise above this insidious foe. Today, I want to talk to you about the power of killing your laziness and unlocking the doors to a future where success, fulfillment, and accomplishment await. In the grand tapestry of life, laziness is a thread that can unravel even the most intricate dreams. It is the silent killer of potential, the thief of time, and the saboteur of success. How many opportunities have slipped through our fingers? How many dreams have withered away because we succumbed to the siren call of laziness? The answer lies not in regret, but in action, in the determination to rise above our own limitations. The first step in conquering laziness is to recognize it for what it is, a self-imposed prison. Laziness is not just the absence of activity. It is the absence of purpose, the refusal to engage with the world in a meaningful way. When we allow laziness to dictate our actions, we are relinquishing control of our lives. But my friends, we are not prisoners of our habits. We are architects of our destiny. Imagine a world where each day is a canvas waiting to be painted with the vibrant strokes of your efforts. Laziness robs us of the joy of creation, of the satisfaction that comes from a day well lived. Embrace the idea that every moment is an opportunity, a chance to sculpt a better version of yourself. It starts with a conscious decision to defy the gravitational pull of lethargy and soar towards your goals. To kill your laziness, you must cultivate discipline. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. It is the unwavering commitment to the daily grind, the small, seemingly inconsequential actions that compound over time to create monumental success. Discipline is the antidote to the poison of laziness, and it is within your grasp. Picture your goals as a distant mountain peak. Laziness may tempt you to take a leisurely stroll, but discipline demands that you climb. It may be challenging, the path fraught with obstacles, but with each step, you are not only getting closer to your goal, but also building the resilience that will carry you through life's storms. Moreover, surround yourself with inspiration. Seek out stories of individuals who overcame tremendous odds through sheer grit and determination. Let their journeys fuel the fire within you. Remember, the only limits that exist are the ones you place on yourself. Laziness is the enemy of progress, and you have the power to vanquish it. In your quest to kill laziness, cultivate a growth mindset. See challenges not as insurmountable obstacles, but as opportunities to learn and evolve. The most successful individuals in history did not achieve greatness by avoiding difficulty. They embraced it, learned from it, and emerged stronger. The path to success is not a straight line. It is a series of peaks and valleys, and your mindset will determine how you navigate them. As you embark on this journey to kill your laziness, remember that you are not alone. Surround yourself with a tribe of like-minded individuals who share your passion for personal development. Together, you can create an ecosystem of accountability, encouragement, and support. The journey is arduous, but the rewards are immeasurable. My friends, the battle against laziness is not one fought on the battlefield, but within the recesses of your mind. It requires a commitment to discipline, a refusal to be a passive spectator in your own life. As you stand on the precipice of your potential, remember that the view from the summit is worth every step of the climb. Today, declare war on your laziness. Embrace the discomfort of growth, for on the other side lies the life you've always envisioned. Seize the day, crush your excuses, and become the architect of your destiny. The world is waiting for the best version of you to emerge. So go out there and make it happen. Kill your laziness and watch as the masterpiece of your life unfolds.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.